The Institute on Religious Life presents Vocation Harvest on WSFI 88.5 FM, Catholic Radio.
Hello, I'm Sister Judith of the Eucharist. I'm from the Little Sisters of the Poor in Palatine, Illinois. I first felt the call to religious life probably when I was about 14 or 15, and it started as an attraction to the Eucharist. While my parents might have had trouble getting my brothers and sisters to be interested in going to Mass, I couldn't get enough of it, and I loved going to religious education. I did not go to Catholic school, but I did go to religious education, and my brothers would fight with my mother, and for me it was not an issue at all. When I got to college, I did choose a Catholic college, and so daily Mass became very important to me. The Lord was using that time to really build a relationship with me. I felt the call to religious life and started exploring different communities. And while I always loved the sisters, I didn't ever really feel that I really fit. There was always something missing, and I couldn't really identify that. But I did have a piece of wisdom that someone told me that you can't really choose a congregation just because you like the people. That's important, but that's not the most important, because the people change. You may be assigned to a different home where you're not going to be with those sisters that you're so fond of. It really has to be your relationship with the Lord that's nurtured by the community life, the prayer life, and the apostolic work that you're doing. So the charism has to be what pulls you. So I continued my regular life. That was kind of always the thing. I felt like I had to do the next step in a normal life. My family was not incredibly supportive, and because I knew they loved me and I knew they wanted what was best for me, I thought, well, maybe I'm going up the wrong path, and maybe I really just need to get my education and get a job and look at marriage. So I dated, I got my education, I got my job and my house and my car, and was very involved in my parish, had lots of wonderful friends, many of whom were married, some of whom were single, some with children, and I used to have people over for parties and just loved being around people, much more so than a one-on-one dating. I started really getting frustrated because I knew that I was not called to marriage, and yet none of the congregations that I looked at really fit. And so at some point I said, okay, I'm just going to sit back, I'll stop dating, I'll stop looking, and I'm just going to pray. And Eucharistic adoration became a mainstay of my life and probably the most significant practice that helped me be aware of an opportunity when it came up. And specifically with adoration, I had a priest, spiritual director, who asked me at one point, when you're before the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, are you talking or are you listening? And I had to be honest, and I said, I'm talking a lot. And he encouraged me at that point to spend at least half the time listening. Half the time before the Blessed Sacrament should be spent listening. And so that's what I started to try to do. And of all the places, all the unlikely places to find out about the Little Sisters of the Poor, I saw them on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. I didn't ever read the Wall Street Journal. It happened to be in my way one day at work. And I took the paper and read the article. And within a few weeks, I wasn't immediately attracted, but someone mentioned the Little Sisters of the Poor to me within 2 weeks to see if I had ever looked into them, and I just thought that has to be divine providence. I need to really explore this. And I was at a point in my life, I was into my 40s, I knew I needed that if I was going to follow my call to religious life, I needed to do it because I was passing the age limit. And so I went to the website of the Little Sisters of the Poor, made arrangements to go visit, and I couldn't say that I felt an immediate connect, but I certainly felt the mystery of the vocation and how, even though I was so established in my career and in my parish and in some respects, I thought, God, you can't possibly be calling me to give all this up at this time. And yet when I was in the chapel at the Little Sisters, or I was with the residents, I thought, I can't do anything but this. I know this is where you want me. And so I finally surrendered at some point and said, Lord, if you really want me here, you need to help me be able to sell my business, sell my car, sell my house. And he made it all happen. Now that I'm in religious life, I have been in almost 5 years as a professed sister. I made my final vows in the summer of 2014 after 2 wonderful years in France. Most challenging, I find, very honestly, dealing with the very secular aspects of my job, staff relationships, scheduling, trying to instill in others the same kinds of demands that I'm trying to make on myself in order to really live the charism of our mother foundress well. And I think that one of the most rewarding things about religious life is to live under the same roof as the Blessed Sacrament, and to live with a group of women who, despite coming from different cultures and speaking different languages as their native language, we all learn French, despite our diversity, we all love the Lord, and we all want to make our residents happy. That was what our mother founder, St. John Jugan, always used to say, making the elderly happy, that's what's most important. So no matter what our particular role in the house is, we all have that goal in mind. The other thing that I find so rewarding and why I felt the Little Sisters was such a terrific fit for me was the balance between their apostolic life, their prayer life, and their community life.
This has been Vocation Harvest on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. For more information about the religious life, visit religiouslife.com.